Hello, friends. You're listening to the Naked Songwriter Podcast, Sagittarius Full Moon Edition, June the 17th, 2019. We've got a full moon in Sagittarius, aligned with the galactic center, the great central sun, sending high vibrational quantum packets of light and love information to planet Earth. We got Mars and Mercury in Cancer, opposing Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn at the full moon. A, some would say, dire aspect pattern that has been building up since the Gemini new moon 2 weeks ago. We're going to dig into that. We're going to dig into the evolutionary opportunities on offer. We're going to keep it short, sweet, and to the point, perhaps less non-linear than what you've grown accustomed to. Perhaps not. This is your host, DK Brainerd, noted non-linear digressive thinker, trying to keep it focused because it's late. And I have many hours to drive in the morning. Welcome. Settle back. Let the sounds wash over you. This is the time we came to Earth for, my friends. Let's make it a good time. So yeah, this astrology is pretty much off the charts. Can make you crazy. Can also take you beyond mind. Beyond sanity. Into the place you've always wanted to be. Choice is yours. What are you gonna do? How are you gonna work with it? So the degree symbol for the Sagittarius full moon, the 26th degree of Sagittarius, in John Sandbach's beautiful Omega Chandra symbol system. 26th degree of Sag starts phase 54. A 5-degree phase entitled The Death of Death, ruled over by the degree angel Nitael, rejuvenation and eternal youth. The Omega symbol is a candle mysteriously undisturbed by wind. The title Beyond Mind is fitting for this degree, writes John Sandbach. Thoughts truly are like wind, in that they push against everything and can create much turbulence. When one gains the power to detach from mind, even if just a little bit, there is an increasing steadiness in the being that brings us closer to spiritual clarity. This degree carries a creative vision that is impervious, more or less, to the agitations of thought. The Chandra symbol for this degree is climbing the steps of the pyramid of the sun, to ascend, to get above the world, but not by flying, in a more substantial way, with something solid under your feet. This is the goal of this degree. The person who carries this degree is strongly aware that life has meaning and purpose, and is attempting to follow the highest and clearest vision of it. The process of getting beyond what is shallow, superficial, and trivial is arduous. But this degree, insert your name here, meets this challenge with steadiness and persistence. So that's what we want, right? It's to go beyond mind, beyond being the slaves, the victims, the prey of the monkey mind, of the parasitic control programs embedded into the matrix. And that's what we're doing. That's why we're here. And in those moments when we are beyond mind, when we're in the body, when we're embodying our highest self, aka creator, source, energy, God, goddess, life, we remember that. We remember that through our connection with nature. We remember that when we're feeling overwhelmed. We remember one of our tools. Remember to ground. Remember to pay attention to the breath. Pick up our guitar. Sing. Go for a walk. Get into the rhythm. Anything rhythmic. Steady. Drumming, sweeping the floor, Mary H. Tune me into that one. Getting our hands in the dirt. Interacting with an animal. Giving attention to the birds, to the flowers, to the trees, to the wind. As Julia Cameron writes in The Artist's Way, the reward for attention is always healing. The reward for attention is always healing. What are we giving our attention to? That's a big question being posed by this astrology as we head into eclipse season. With the solar eclipse in Cancer, sign of personal emotions, of the family, of nurturing. On July 2nd. And then a lunar eclipse in Capricorn. Re-triggering the Mars, Mercury, Saturn, Pluto energies. On July 16th. Good news is we're almost through. Gate number one, this incredible opposition in Cancer Capricorn, which we could frame as Mars in Cancer, the search for our healthy fierceness, reclaiming our assertiveness, our warrior energy, our divine spark from the places where it was wounded. In the family of origin, in the need for security, for safety. So many contracts, so many compromises we had to make in order to stay safe, in order to get our needs met. Mercury in Cancer, focusing our thoughts on security, on the need for love, on the need to belong, the need to feel safe. As Mercury goes retrograde, July 7th through July 31st, starting in Leo, dipping back into Cancer. Mercury, already slowing down now, is taking us back to those moments where we had to stuff our anger, where we had to play small in order to feel like we belonged, in order to feel like our needs could be met. all this opposing Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn, Saturn, the authority of worldly structures, Pluto, as the great astrologer Carolyn Casey says, representing our compulsive need to either control or be controlled. Pluto and Capricorn, the collective shadow. What happens if you don't conform? What happens if you don't play small? What happens to those who don't capitulate? If you're listening to this, you're probably a highly sensitive person. You're probably a fairly advanced soul who's had many lifetimes here, many of which more than likely ended in being garroted, being drawn and quartered, being burned as a witch, buried alive, hanged, beaten, stoned, knifed, gunned down, exiled, all these deep, deep ancestral level memories. When we're not aware of them, they contribute to that programming to play it safe. You know what you want. You know what your soul's calling you to. You have a vivid imagination of what real life, really living, looks like, feels like, sounds like, smells like. And so the first thing we tune into as we go into the tunnel of, transformational tunnel of two eclipses plus Mercury retrograde, as we're bathing in the cosmic rays of creation, trying to blast away all this old stuff to make everything new again. First thing we need to look at is shame, toxic shame. The legacy of our ancestors, the legacy of centuries, millennia of humans living in a fallen world, an infected world, a shell world, whatever you want to call it, 3D. So we look at where we're trying to hide, what's trying to hide, what's trying to remain hidden, what is so desperate not to be seen that it will cause us to act in all sorts of compulsive, controlling ways, that it will convince us to allow ourselves to be controlled by our partner, by our parents, by our kids, by our church, by our coworkers, by the media, by these compulsive programs that arise in the mind and cause us to, as the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament, to do the things that we don't want to do. The things that I want to do, I do not. The things that I don't want to do, those things I do, right? So the first thing we do by looking at the shame, by allowing ourselves to even say out loud in the mind, I feel so ashamed of, I feel ashamed that I can't stop. I feel ashamed that I'm not. Feel ashamed that I am. And just by calling out that shame, we start to loosen its grip on us. What we find whenever we are willing to do the Plutonic rite of descending into the underworld and hanging out with the demons and the monsters and the dragons and the scary, heavy, reputedly dark but also powerful elements of the psyche that we recoil from, that we've been trained to never look at, What we find is that none of this is personal. What we find is that, and here's the liberation that's on offer for each of us with Saturn in Capricorn, Saturn in his rulership sign. We find that we've been mesmerized, abused, terrified, hypnotized, brainwashed into accepting accountability for feelings, for habits, for programs, for predilections that were never ours in the first place. This is how we domesticate children. This is the humane way we domesticate children in 21st century America and much of the rest of the world. We shame them into submission. We shame them into going along with the program. We shame them into denying their power, into denying their healthy anger, to denying their healthy assertiveness and fierceness. As my beloved said on the Beyond Mind call that we did earlier tonight, we shame them into forgetting that they can ask questions, forgetting the wisdom of the body. Is this good for me? What's your body say, yes or no? Is this the right, this thing that this other person wants me to do? Is it in my best interest? Is it for my highest good to go along with this? Or I feel sadness in my body. Is this sadness mine? Surprising how often the answer to that is no, most of it's not. But we're taught not to think. We're taught not to ask those questions. Often those questions are met with the whip or the back of the hand or with abandonment, with the promise of future punishment, future deprivation. So all of these things are coming up now and are going to continue to be in our space through the middle of July, through the Capricorn lunar eclipse, and really through the end of July as Mercury stations direct on July 31st, within about a 12th of a degree, I believe, of the Capricorn eclipse point. This is pretty intense stuff, and it can feel really overwhelming at times. And as you know, during eclipse season, and by the way, I mean the Sagittarius full moon and the lead up to it, with the new moon being opposite the Great Attractor, another deep space source beacon of transformation. And the full moon being aligned with the great central sun. It's almost like we get a double eclipse season this year. And we can feel sorry for ourselves in that, you know, it's challenging. Life becomes discontinuous. We have to redefine ourselves, sometimes every day, sometimes many times a day. We can't depend on the things that used to work for us, as the entire world is being rewritten, really. Our entire potential future is being upgraded. And the people who are not choosing to go along with the cosmic imperative of freedom, of bliss, of joy, of community, of respect for all genders, all races, our four-legged brothers and sisters, our winged brothers and sisters, the oceans, the water, the trees, the land. Those who are not choosing to ascend are acting out and are going to continue acting out, and they're going to come after us, you know, and try to get our energy, try to drag us down, try to drag us back, because their illusion of safety depends on us staying small, on us believing in the myth of our imperfection, or the lie of our imperfection, as the great Toltec shaman Don Miguel Ruiz puts it. So we remember that we are tribal by nature. That each of us has people that we can reach out to when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we feel like it's too much, when we're melting down. You know, there's places where we can go on the internet that can inspire us if we choose wisely. But there's nothing like having another human to hold space for us, to validate that of course we're feeling this way, and still we're loved, still we're okay. May not feel okay, but you're okay. We remember that nature is our ally, is the great healer. Remember that we can choose to do the things that make us feel good, even when they don't in the beginning make us feel good. Remember that we're not responsible for anyone else's evolution. That it was never within the approval of divine law for us to carry anyone else's karma, for us to take on anyone else's feelings, anyone else's shame. And we may have to fight for access to our healthy anger, to our fierceness, with Mars still in Cancer until July 1st, right before the Cancer solar eclipse. But we want to question accountability. Is this mine? No. Where does this come from? It feels like it comes from my ancestors, from my family of origin. Okay, what can I do with this? I can feel it in the body. I can recognize the past self, or the wounded inner child self, who was compelled to take this energy in. And many times it's easier to feel the repressed, suppressed anger, fierceness in the soul on behalf of our 3-year-old self, our 14-year-old self, than it is for the self that we experience right now, for the adult self. So we can do the inner child work. There's a link on the podcast page to sign up for a really cool interview series that my friend Tony put together. And I believe my interview with her actually goes live today, Monday, June 17th. It's a passionate hour-long Q&A about the inner child work. How do we do it? What do we do? And I include a pretty simple framework towards the end of the interview to get you started if you're not familiar with it. But I really want you to recognize that, you know, this too shall pass. We got a few more weeks of this intensity, and also use it. it's here for us. This energy can spring us to a level of freedom, to a level of clarity, a level of lightness that we've been longing for our whole lives. This energy is not a punishment. It's really a transformational vortex of incredible healing. But we need one another. We need our higher selves. We need to call on the good forces, the good powers in the universe. We need to believe. We need to trust. We need to give ourselves and give one another permission to feel all of our feelings, especially the ones that we were shamed into suppressing, repressing when we were younger. And we need to recognize that whatever they're saying on the news, whatever the people at work or in your family or whatever negative, you know, just propaganda, brainwashing they're spouting at us, that we don't have to take that on board. And we certainly do not have to accept anyone else's negative feelings into our body. For some of us who are highly sensitive, that's easier said than done. And once we recognize that we have done that, what do? We get grounded. We shake it off, shake it out. We access our fierceness, our anger. We sit with it, we feel it. We move with it. We shake it out. We let it go. And we climb those steps to the pyramid of the sun. And remember that there's so many skilled and loving healers out there who will be glad to, who are qualified to really help you let go when you get stuck and you can't let go. So reach out to your network, reach out to your tribe. We need you, and we're going to do this. I'm going to wrap it up. I'll be back in time for the solar eclipse. Stay tuned. Stay limber. Just remember, you are loved. You are loved. You are held. You are never alone. Until next time, this is astrologer DK Brainerd saying, may you go with the stars.